We continue our learning. L'nishmas David ben Menachush and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu in Shavuos Parakei Mishnah Beis. Shavuos HaPikadon Ketzad. So how does it work? The case of Shavuos HaPikadon, which we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Amar lo, tein li pikdoni sheyesh li biyadcha. Reuven says to Shimon, let's say, give me the pikadon that you have in your hand. I gave you an animal to watch. I gave you something else to watch. I like that pikadon to be returned. And Shimon responds, Shavuos she'ein lecha biyadi. And he says, oh, but I take a shvuah that you didn't give me anything. You didn't give me a pikadon at all. Oshamalo ein lach biyadi. Or he didn't use the language of shvuah, but the toveah did. Mashbiachani, can I make you swear, take an oath that it's correct? You don't have the pikadon. V'amar amein. And he answered amein. You know, answering amein to someone who adjures you is considered a shvuah as well. And then he admits, then he confesses that he really has the pikadon. Hare zeh chayev. He's chayev that karban asham, that ram, worth at least 2 sela, 2 shekel, that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Hishbiya alav chamisha pa'amim. Let's say he was mashbiya, and adjured him 5 times. Bein bifnei based in vein shelo bifnei based in. Well, he's before in front of based in or not. V'kafar, and he denied each and every time. Chayev kol achas v'achas. He's chayev a karbon on each and every shvuah. 5 ashamos, because 5 guilt offerings, because of the 5 shvuos that made. Amar Rabbi Shimon Latam, why should it be chayev for each and every one? Mipnei sheyachol lachzor lahodos. Because after he denied one, he could have then admitted. And had he admitted, he would be chayv to pay. But since he only was modeh after all the way at the end, so therefore we consider this as if this is a kfira of mammon on each and every shvuah. Therefore, he's chayv for each and every one. In other words, had he admitted after the first time, he'd be chayv and Hashem be chayv to pay. So then he chose not to, and he decided to deny it. So he's going to be chayv for each and every one. His kfiras mamon applies to each and every shvuah. Now, if you remember in the 4th parak, we spoke about a shvuas edus. This was not true. There, if a person, it was mashbia, the person to testify on his behalf 5 times, he denied having any knowledge of that testimony, and he did that in court. So the chayv only once. Why these edus chayv only once? Because when it comes to testimony, when it comes to edim, if they deny knowing anything, they can't retract. Kevin Chigid Shuvena Choserumagid. So after they denied the first time, so that first kfira causes them to be disqualified from Eidus. So if they're not eligible to testify, so then the next shvuah that they make is not considered shvuas Eidus. But when it comes to a pikadon, let's say, so after the person denied having this money, so he would confess afterwards, we would accept that confession, and therefore he's chai for each and every one. Parakei, Mishnah Gimel. Hayu chamisha tovino. So you have 5 people who would tovea someone. He owes each of them money. Amru lo, tein lanu pikadon sheish lanu biyadcha. Each one says, give us that pikadon that you owe us. So what did he say to all 5 of them? Shvuah she'ein lachem biyadi. I take a shvuah. There's nothing that of yours that I have. So I don't owe a pikadon to you. I don't owe a pikadon to you. It said it all to all 5 of them. Eino chayev ela acha. So now he just said shvuah she'ein lachem biyadi pikadon. He doesn't have a pikadon. So he just said that in general. What he meant was that he doesn't owe each and every one. But since he said it in that language, eino chayev ela achas, because he took 1 shvuah. But if he said shvuah she'ein lach biyadi v'lo lecha v'lo lecha v'lo lecha, he really said that. And not only that, did he mean that, but he actually said that, then he's chayev for each and every one. Because when he says v'lo lecha, it's like he's basically saying shvuah again. I take a shvuah, I don't know you. I take a shvuah, I don't know you. It said he's chayev a karbon for each and every one. This is when it comes to pikadon. So he's chayev a karbon asham for each and every denial. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, he's not. We have 3 opinions on this matter. Rabbi Eliezer says he's not chayev for each and every one, and asham for each and every one. At sheyomar shvuah b'achrona. You have to say ein lach biyadi lo lecha v'lo lecha, and then at the end b'shvuah. So if he says shvuah at the end, then we know that that's going on each and every one. But if he doesn't say shvuah at the end, so then he's not going to be chayv. Just saying shvuah she'ein lach biyadi v'lo lecha, then he's not going to be chayv for each and every one. He's chayv only once. That's where Rabbi Eliezer says disagreeing with the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, even if you said shvuah at the end, He's still not going to be chayv a korban ashram for each and every one. At sheyomar shvuah kol echad ve'echad. You have to say shvuah shein lecha, shvuah shelo lecha, shvuah shelo lecha. So even though in the first case it sounded like that's what he meant, no, he said, but he only said the word shvuah once. Shvuah shein lach bi'adi v'lo lecha v'lo lecha. Tanakama says that's going to be enough. Says Rabbi Eliezer, you have to say Shvuah at the end. And says Rabbi Yishmael, you have to say Shvuah before each and every statement of Lo V'Lecha, Shvuah Shalom L'Cha, Shvuah Shalom L'Cha. And only then will you be Chayav Karban Asham for the denial, for the Shvuah Sapikadon, for each and every one of those five people. Let's say someone says to his friend, Tainli Pikadon, Usisumes Yad, Gezel Va'aveda Sheyesh Libiyadcha. So you don't have five people. Here you have one person, who says, you know, you owe me a lot of things. Number one, you stole from me. Pikadon, let's go into the order. Number one, I gave you a deposit. I gave you an object to watch, and you haven't paid that back. You have to give that back to me. Susumes Yad, I actually lent you money, and you owe me that. Gezel, you actually stole something from me, and you owe that to me. And Vaveda, there's a lost object, something I lost. I know that you found of mine, and you have to return that to me. All of those you have. So far, four tevios. Four claims he's making from him. And what did he respond? Shvuah she'ein lach biyadi. No, I don't have anything. None of those things. I don't have. Ein lach biyadi klum. I don't have anything of yours. Ein ochai v'lachas. So, of course, he realized he took this oath. And we realize he lies, it was a false oath. And now he admits to it, confesses. He's chayav only one karban asham. But if he said, Shvuah she'ein lach biyadi pikadon u'susmes yad, the Gezel Vaveda, he specified each and every of the claim, each and every one of the claims, then Chayav al Kolachas Vahachas, because there is a Shvuah for each and every Tviyah. Each Tviyah is separate, and he's Chayav for each and every one. And the Tosfos Yontif says, interestingly, that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon, would argue with the Chacham and with the Tanakhama in this case as well, where Rabbi Eliezer would require Shavuot at the end, and if it isn't Shavuot at the end, you're not chayiv more than one karbon. Rabbi Shimon would require the Shavuot before each and every one. Even though one could have argued that maybe this case is different, because you said pikadon susumis yad gezel and aveda as separate statements, separate claims. Nonetheless, according to some, the Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon would argue in this case as well and require you to say either Rabbi Eliezer shvuah at the end or Rabbi Shimon to say shvuah before each and every claim. Let's say another case. Reuven claims from Shimon, you know, one tefillah, one claim. What did he say? It's one claim, but he says, but you have, you know, there's wheat you have of mine and barley and spelt that you owe me. And he says, Shvuah shein lach biyadi. And he says, Shvuah ein lach biyadi klum, I don't have anything of yours at all. Eno chayv alachas, even though these are separate things he's asking for. Now, unless he's chayv only one Shvuah, one language of Shvuah, one karbon. Shvuah shein lach biyadi chitin usa orin vikusmin, then chayv akol achas v'achas. What's the difference here? So in the previous case, he said, okay, so in the previous case, what did he respond? He responds, Shvuah shein lach biyadi. I don't have anything of yours. So that's one shvuah, and that's one karban asham. But if the claim was, hey, you have chitin, soren, and kusmin of mine, and he says, no, I don't have chitin, soren, and kusmin of yours, so there's chayv for each and every one, because he specified each of the species, and therefore it's considered a shvuah for each and every one. Each of the species is chayv a carbon for each of those three. Rabbi Meir omer, afilu amar chita usaora vikusemes. Says Rabbi Meir, after the person Reuven was tovea claimed from Shimon, you owe me chitim soren kusmin. He responded shvuah shein lecha biyadi, and he responds by specifying all of them, but he doesn't say chitim soren kusmin in plural. He said, I don't have chita soora and kusemes. I don't have that language. I don't have that each of one. They have the language of the pasuk in Shmos Tes in Pashas Vo'era. So I don't chita kusemes soora. That's what the end of Makas Baran. It's chita usaora and kusemes. So he uses that language. So what if that? He specified each and every one, but he didn't say plural. Says the Mishnah, chayav kolachas va'achas. According to Rabbi Meir, he's also chayv. He doesn't have to say, respond in the plural, no, I don't have chitin or an kusbin of yours. What he didn't mean when he said chita, do you think he meant one grain of wheat, or one grain of barley? Clearly not. He meant what he meant in Pashas Vaera. It means chita, means like chitim, and sor means like saorin. Of course, that's what he meant, and therefore he's going to be chayv for a shvur each and every one, because he used nishbana each of the species. However, the Chachamim disagree with Rami Meir. He claims that when the Tovea, the person makes the claim, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me Chitin, Sowen, and Kusmin. And he said, I swear that I don't have of yours a Chita, a Saora, or a Kusemes. They say such a person is not going to be Chayav a Shvua, for each and every one. Why? Because actually you're not going to be chayv at all. Because what he said, chita is not even one grain of barley, one grain of wheat is not even worth a pruta. So there's no chayv carbon at all, because you're not chayv a carbon ashim, unless the claim is going to be at least a pruta. And if he responds that I'll tell you what I owe you. I swear I owe you, he claims you owe me all of this. And he responds, no, I don't have a chita, saora, and a kuseme. So since he responds, according to the Chachamim in the singular, we assume that we look at the whole claim as a singular. There are those who claim, who explain that maybe that's what the Mishnah means, where in fact the person came with a claim, you owe me chita, saora, kusemes, and he responds, I don't owe you chita, saora, kusemes. Or maybe to read it like the Mishnah says, he claims chitin, saora, kusemes, and he responds, I don't owe you any, by claiming, I don't owe you a chita, a saora, kusemes. He's basically making as if the claim was for each and every one of those as a grain is worth less than a pruta, and therefore there would be no carbon in this case at all.